AM 790 Talk and Business presents Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next Waterfire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
And good afternoon and welcome to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island, your one-hour talk show and entertainment program here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And this is where we kind of bring you behind the scenes, let you know what's about to happen, what's coming up with Waterfire, but not only Waterfire, some of the other beautiful treasures that we have here in Rhode Island, because as we know, we've got a lot of treasures in Rhode Island. So today, I'm missing my co-host, Barnaby Evans, the creator of Waterfire. So Barnaby, if you're out there listening, we miss you. But I'm actually really excited because the reason we're missing Barnaby is because what I call the Waterfire Elves are really busy right now, and they are hanging out and working all around the shop getting ready for our fourth annual very special Christmas Waterfire. If you have not been to it yet, it's such an amazing event. Really helps to put, I say, Providence in that holiday spirit. There's nothing like that kind of crisp feeling and walking around the warm fires. There's a festival of trees. There's caroling and music in the air and Santa, and our whole community actually comes together for it, which is really nice. And that's going to lead me into my first guest. Actually, I've got a great show lined up today. I have got a show just jam-packed with some powerhouse ladies and really wonderful women doing amazing things. But my first guest is Brianna Tutelo. And Brianna is she's a really busy event coordinator for Providence Investment Management, who has been a partner with Waterfire for this very special Christmas fire to actually benefit the Providence Rescue Mission, which Brianna and I will be talking about that a little bit. But she puts a lot of time into it. Providence Investment Management has, every year that we've done it, come down. They decorate a tree for the Festival of Trees. They sponsor a tree. The money gets split between the rescue mission and Waterfire. And then those trees are delivered to a family in need. So that's Brianna, and I'll be saying hello to her in a second. And then I got to tell you, I normally don't just randomly kind of surf the net and like come across things, but somebody had tuned me in and turned me on to this blog, and it's called PattyJ.com, and I have got to tell you, I have a short attention span, so I usually don't really make it through like big blog posts or anything like that. It's got to be one of the funniest, well-written, informative as well, an interesting blog post I have seen in a long time. So I immediately signed up for it because it made me smile. It made me laugh. So Patty J is going to be on talking to us about Christmas. She's a native Rhode Islander and her feelings about Christmas. And Patty Jeffrey is her real name, but I kind of like Patty J because it's got the roll to it, you know, PattyJ.com. So we'll be talking to Patty about Christmas and her feelings about Christmas. And then we also will be bringing on calling in will be Amy Diaz, and a lot of people know Amy as the winner of the Amazing Race last year. She's a Rhode Islander. She's a very dear friend of mine. We also we had a radio show years ago called Social Woman with our friend Pat Paolino Cruz, but Amy's been doing amazing things, and she also sits on the board of something called the Providence Lady Project. And the Providence Lady Project is actually run and head by the CEO, Sierra Barter, who actually worked for Waterfire. So there's a connection there. And not only that, they connect women in the community. So very much in line with what Waterfire does. We like to connect people, connect ideas, connect thoughts, and really help give people a hand up, which is especially what we are doing on this fire on the 19th. So Brianna, hello.
Hi, Browen.
How are you doing, honey?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good. I've been working really hard, getting all excited about this Christmas fire.
And it's going to be great.
Our fourth year in a row. Can you believe it?
I can't. Yeah. It goes by fast.
It does go by fast. But, you know, I think the best thing about it, I'd like to hear what you think the best thing about it is. I mean, I love the rescue mission aspect, but what do you think the best thing about this fire is?
I definitely think the rescue mission aspect is the greatest aspect of it. But I also think that the water fire is a great place. You can go with your friends, your family, your children. You can go with your coworkers. It's really for everyone. Doesn't matter where you live. You can just go downtown, eat, listen to some music. There's always fun activities.
Yeah, and it's free and it's available, and especially when we do one that's themed too. Because you know, you and I were talking before we came on air, and I cannot stress enough that people need to read about, visit, volunteer, and donate to the Providence Rescue Mission. These are amazing people doing amazing things. And Sean Carew, who you know, Brianna, was on last week, and we were talking about, you know, one thing that we're asking people to do is to bring down presents at this fire, because they do this incredible kind of like gift shop. Have you been to their place?
Yes, I have. I was just there, actually.
You were?
Yes.
What were you there for?
I was there on Thanksgiving Day, and I just helped with my family. We went, passed out food, just tried to help Sean and all of his crew out with everything.
That's
it was
so
great.
Cool.
They had so many volunteers. There were so many people that came, but Sean went out and delivered a bunch of turkeys with stuffing and all the other yummy foods to houses. So,
well, what an awesome thing for the family to do. You know, when Sean was here last week, the numbers of people that he was saying that they were feeding is just, I use the word staggering, because it blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not only on Thanksgiving.
It's every day.
It's on a daily basis.
He told me they serve 4 meals a day: breakfast, lunch, dinner, and a late night snack.
Yeah.
And every one of those meals, they need volunteers to help out.
And so, did you have fun?
I had so much fun. It was great. We were there for 2 hours. We were busy. The news was there. There were so many nice people. It's nice to give back, especially during this time of year.
Well, and you know, talk about giving back. So I remember years ago when we started this fire, it was just kind of that there was an inkling of an idea. How are we going to do it? Everybody loves Christmas.
That's
so we
sure.
were like, Christmas fire, that makes sense. But how do we tie it into the community? And, you know, Providence Investments, I know that you guys are pretty big into the holiday spirit and into the Christmas spirit, aren't you?
Definitely the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
We have a 40-foot Merry Christmas sign we put in our window that faces 95.
Right on. So you're spreading the cheer as people are coming home, and you know, maybe it's like a dismal day outside like we've got today.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you got the Christmas spirit going on. And again, as I said, every single year you decorate a tree to
yes,
go to a family.
We do.
Now, does the whole office get involved in that?
It's usually just us girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we go out, we buy some ornaments the day of the water fire. We go downstairs, decorate the tree. It's a fun time, and it's nice because the tree gets moved, and it goes into someone's house that couldn't get a tree, and they can decorate it with their family. It's good for everyone.
Awesome. And so now you're a native Rhode Islander, right?
Yes.
Born and bred?
Yes.
Never left?
No. Never will.
All right, so then I have to ask. So we've got the Christmas water fire again,
mm-hmm.
December 19th. The lighting is going to be sometime around 5 o'clock. We'll have Santa and everything. But what are your favorite? When you think of, you're an event coordinator, which I can relate to very
mm-hmm.
much because I put on fires for a living. But what are your favorite things when you think about Christmas? And
definitely all the traditions with family. My favorite thing about Christmas, besides the religious aspect, is that Christmas is probably one of the only days of the year where basically everything is closed. You're lucky if you can get a coffee at Dunkin' Donuts. So it's really nice. People are forced to actually put down the media and just like sit together and bond.
You know, I love that you brought that up because Barnaby has always said this when people ask him why he created water fire. And his story has always been that he remembered that feeling of sitting around a campfire where we talked to each other. Remember those days before your cell phone wasn't constantly like in your hands and, you know, but where people were together and everyone kind of came together and that mm-hmm. that feeling of friendship.
Yep.
And family. So it sounds like that's kind of the same thing that you've got.
Yeah, totally. I also love, like, you know, the Italian tradition. My family's big on that. The 7 fishes Christmas Eve.
Yep.
There's like 40 people that come over. We all just hang out. Just great.
That's awesome. And so how long have you been doing event coordinating?
Well, probably the past 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. It's great. It's my calling in life. It just comes natural. I love how I can picture an event and then actually see it come to life.
There's something amazing about that
it
creative
really is,
process,
yeah.
isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like it's in your head and then it comes forth. But so what else about this Christmas fire are you looking forward to? Are you going to come out and sing, by the way? Because there is a sing-along, you know.
I don't know about that. It might scare people away.
Well, we can keep you away from the microphone, Brianna.
Maybe.
Well, you know, there's got to be some other things. So, other Christmas things that you like, that you think of immediately.
So, Christmas, love the decorations. It's awesome. You know, you can go to Newport. You can go see all the mansions decorated. I'm obsessed with the big blue bug, who is called Nibbles Woodaway, and they light him early December every year.
All right, how did you know that his name... Or it's a him, right? Nibbles?
Nibbles, it has to be.
You think
so? And he's blue.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So Nibbles Woodaway. How did you find that out?
My coworker.
So there's a little piece of trivia for anyone that's like listening out there that wants to just kind of throw something out at the Christmas table or ask that big question, you know, or you could do a bet for it.
Totally. Know? No one would know that either, I don't think.
I didn't know it. No, Patty didn't know it. I didn't know it. So, you know, well, we're going to have to take a break in a second, but I want to come back. I want to talk about more about what you see and this Christmas spirit that we're spreading and that we're about to do with Water Fire. And I know that there's parties happening with the skating rink and all the wonderful things happening here in Rhode Island. And, you know, Brianna, you're helping to make a lot of that possible.
Thanks.
All right. So you are listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business. I am your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser, and we'll be back in a moment. We are talking to Brianna Tutelo, and we're talking about December 19th's very special Christmas Water Fire. Bye. And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And I'm having a great conversation right now because, again, we're getting all geared up for the December 19th very special Christmas Water Fire, our fourth annual one, to benefit the Providence Rescue Mission. And I have Brianna Tutelo here, and she is from Providence Investment Management, and they have been a partner and a sponsor. They sponsor a tree for our Festival of Trees every year, and a great help. It was actually somebody from their company that introduced me to the Providence Rescue Mission, which we were talking about in the first segment, because Brianna, you were saying that you were there on Thanksgiving with your entire family.
Yeah, it was great.
Volunteering. But Toy Drive. So the Providence Rescue Mission does this really amazing thing. Everything they do is really focused on working with people and doing it with dignity so that, you know, it doesn't feel like a hand-me-down, but rather a hand up and pulling someone up. And one of the beautiful things they do every year, we talked about it last week, but I cannot stress this enough, is they actually have this, it's almost like a Christmas store that they build in the basement, I think, of the rescue mission. And what they do is they accept toys. So unwrapped toys, clothes, anything like that. But toys are always best, I would think. But clothes are good, too. But they accept all these donations. And then what they'll do is they'll have families come in a couple of days before Christmas. They get to choose three toys, you know, one small, one medium, one large. And then there's volunteers there that wrap those toys so that, you know, when the children wake up on Christmas morning, there's no mission. There's nothing like that. There are just presents underneath that tree. And this is one of the main missions that we have this year at Water Fire, and we've had every year, is we want people to donate toys. Granted, the fire's on the 19th. You can bring down your unwrapped toys then, but you can also always drop them off at the Providence Rescue Mission. Brianna, you were just saying that you and your mom did that?
Yes, last year my mom and I went and got a bunch of toys, and we brought them to the mission, gave them to Sean, and it probably helped a lot of people. And the great thing about the toy drive at Water Fire is that it's convenient for people. Instead of having to drive 15, 20 minutes away from their house, they can kind of killed two birds with one stone.
Exactly, so they can do it at Water Fire. But for all those people going, oh, geez, I might not be able to make it down to the Water Fire, stop at the rescue mission. Check it out anyway. It's just an amazing place. So, yeah, so are you going to do that again with your mom?
Totally.
Yeah?
It's going to be our task this weekend.
So do you go shopping and, like, kind of pick out, like, you know, stuff for all different ages?
Yes, with my sister, too.
That's really cool.
Pretend we're kids again.
Yay. And Patty J. So talking about Christmas and the Christmas spirit. And all right. What's your favorite thing about Christmas?
I love Christmas. I have a lot of great memories. I have to just, you know, go back to what Brianna was saying about, you know, family. I come from a very large Irish-Italian family, and Christmas was always a big deal. I was born and raised in Providence, actually, the West End, West Broadway, Chapin Avenue, if we're going to get really specific. And I know I grew up in a tenement, and on the first floor it was my family, my mom and dad. Second floor was my grandmother and my aunt threw a huge Christmas Eve party every year. It was I don't even know how she did it.
Mm-hmm.
For 100 people with a tree and presents and all kinds of food, the seven fishes. So, you know, for me, it's all about really family.
Yeah, and everyone getting together and, mm-hmm. and enjoying each other. How big is your family?
Pretty large. I'm the baby of the family. I still continue to play that up. And
you can play it up for the rest of your life.
And not letting go of that. But I have five brothers and a sister, so pretty large.
Yeah, well, you know, mm-hmm. and I think these Christmas traditions, I mean, of course, I'm biased here, but that's why I'm excited that we've started 4 years ago, which we thought would only be a one-off kind mm-hmm. of thing, this annual Christmas water fire. Again, just to bring cheer and to bring caroling and stuff like that, and some, I guess, some season's greetings, you know? Especially holidays can be tough on people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the more we can do to kind of spread that good feeling, the better it is.
It's a great feeling. I know last year I was at the Merry Christmas water fire, and I walked around. There were carolers. It really just, you really feel like, wow, Christmas is here.
Yeah.
I feel like you forget all your cares, you forget all your troubles, you're walking around and, you know, everybody's greeting everybody. You see people you know, friends, people who work in downtown Providence. It's just really an incredible gathering. The energy is unbelievable.
So are we, all right, are you going to write a blog about it? A blog
post?
Of
course, post? Of course, absolutely.
I'd throw that in there, you know.
Absolutely. I have something up. We're actually going to be sponsoring. PattyJ.com is going to be sponsoring a tree this year.
You rock!
Really Thank excited you. About that. I want to sponsor a tree. I think it's such a great cause. And as I said, when I was growing up, we always had a fresh tree, and decorating it was a lot of fun. And with I don't know if people still do tinsel, but in my day, back in the day, we did tinsel.
Patty, that is so awesome. And thank you. Because, you know, again, just to reinforce it, people can sponsor trees. It's $500 a tree. You can do it as an individual, you can do it as a company. Those funds get split between the Providence Rescue Mission and Water Fire. We ask that you come down and decorate the tree. If you can't, don't worry about it. We'll decorate it for you. But the best thing about it, it then goes to a family that wouldn't have a Christmas tree right afterwards. So you rock. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. Happy to be here.
So then I got to ask, because I was looking at you're actually, I think we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we got to talk about this blog that you've got. It's phenomenal.
PattyJ.com, everybody. PattyJ.com. We're going to be talking about that next.
Yeah. We'll be right back. You're listening to AM 790, your station for talking business. Hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island. I'm your host, Bronwyn Dannenfeltzer, and I've been having a great conversation with these two fabulous ladies that I've got with me. I've got Brianna Tutelo, who is an event coordinator for Providence Investment Management, and just a smashing lady. We're talking about Christmas, things we like about Christmas.
Love Christmas.
Family traditions. And I got to say, your family just sounds awesome. The fact that on holidays, this is what you do, that you go and volunteer. So
yeah.
What a beautiful thing. And good stewardship, I would say, there. And then I've got, all right, again, I have to say, this blog that I came across is absolutely phenomenal. It's all about highlighting things in Rhode Island, whether it's restaurants, health and wellness. There's so many different things. People doing amazing things in Rhode Island. And it was all started by Patty Jeffrey, Rhode Island based. And Patty was just talking to us a little bit before about Christmas and what she likes about that. But I really want to turn you on to this blog because, again, I laughed out loud when I was looking at it, Patty. I mean, your writing is just funny. you know, it's relatively new.
And it is. Thank you. Yeah, we've been live for a little bit over 2 months. We went live October 1st, so it was very exciting. You know, it's just something completely different for me. As I was telling you, my background really is in clothing, women's clothing, high-end clothing, retail. I have to say, I don't want to give away my age, but I have close to 20 years in of experience working in retail. So it's something different.
You started when you were 5?
Exactly. Oh, I love you. Exactly. That's it. So, yeah, I got an early start with that. But, you know, I always loved writing. I wrote, you know, in high school and college. And then I think I did poetry, some fiction. And I ended up, you know, taking a turn, doing something different, ended up in retail. I like to say it's because my poetry was rejected by the New Yorker. You know, after that, I said, geez, maybe I have to switch gears here. And I did the retail thing for almost 2 decades. But now I'm back writing, and I really enjoy it. I love it.
Well, you know, it's witty. It's funny. And I think one of the things, you know, well, I think it's interesting, one, because we're at that time of the year. Not only are we talking about Christmas, but we're also talking about, you know, that flip into the new year. Mm-hmm. When I think a lot of people at the end of the year start reassessing where they are, what they're doing, mm-hmm. where they're going, what they're good at, and where they want to be in life. Mm-hmm. And so it sounds like that's exactly what you did. You just said, you know what, I'm getting back to my passion.
Mm-hmm. That's, and I, you know, I've never been happier. Sometimes you need a little nudge, a little push, but for me, it's been a complete turnaround in my lifestyle. I got healthy. I started doing yoga. I know a lot of people are doing that, but for me, it really made a big difference in my stress level and my ability to really sort of be able to relax and enjoy things, feel better, be more physically fit. I mean, my friend Deb, who has a yoga studio in Patuxent Village called Essence Yoga, she's a fantastic teacher. Love her. She really was a mentor and a big inspiration to me, so I got to give her a shout out. But my friends have really been very much involved in the website. You know, some old friends. I've made some new friends. We put some great people up on the site. I know Julian from Julian's Restaurant on Broadway. We did a profile with him. He's been a big supporter.
Want to hear something fun?
Yes.
This is interesting?
Always.
Julian's birthday is on December 19th, which is our Christmas water fire. And I actually was talking to him last night. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to be lighting those fires.
Get out. So he's going to be at the Merry Christmas Water Fire.
He is. So, Julian, if you're out there, you know, or if you see Julian and he's lighting the fire, say, happy birthday.
That's so cool. Yeah, it's great. I mean, so the energy coming out of that water fire, again, is fantastic. But also people like Julian, just so many other great people that I've met that we've put up on the site. That, you know, Anthony Sanders from We Run This Town, another really inspiring person. So it's really, I feel like I'm bringing this to Rhode Islanders and hopefully, you know, New England, maybe nationally as well. But just people that, you know, you want to know more about that are doing good things, doing great things, and, you know, very inspiring and motivating.
But I noticed that you also have, you've got recipes on there.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about health and wellness. So if you could kind of wrap up in like a couple of sentences, really what your mission statement is with this blog, what is it? Is it to highlight wonderful things happening in Rhode Island?
Absolutely.
People,
it's that. It's also, I like to talk about my life because I feel like a lot of people can relate to the experiences that I've had with, you know, changing my lifestyle, getting healthy. I love to eat. I also try to be healthy. So that's why I put that on the blog. Also health and wellness, you know, sneak peek at things that I know, give people the benefit of my knowledge, everything I've learned working in retail. There's a lot of stuff I know about clothing. And I want everybody to look as cute as they can. I want everybody to look stylish. So I want to bring the benefit of, you know, all my years of getting healthy, of selling clothing to people. I mean, a lot of it has to do with self-confidence and really getting to know yourself and what looks great on you, what works for you, what doesn't. You know, another big thing that I like to, I might be a broken record here, but I like to say is don't follow the trends. You know, not everything works for everybody. But I feel like when somebody has a lot of self-confidence, they can say, you know what, this is my signature. You know, I wear this. I know this looks good on me, or I know these certain things look good on me. And that's what comes as a result of, I think, you know, transforming yourself and coming back to yourself and really gaining that self-love and that self-confidence.
And you do it with an incredible sense of humor. And
thank you.
I think the thing that I really loved was when I was looking at the blog, in your opening page, you reference that you learn more, or you can probably say it better than I can remember it, but that you learn more from the 20-somethings in your life.
And oh, that's right. We just did that post. It's very true. And this past year, working on the blog, I've been working with a lot of 20-somethings. And, you know, I realized, again, I was doing so much wrong. I was sort of stuck in a rut, and they brought me out of it. And I went through and I've, you know, cleaned out my closet from my old life when I worked in retail and gotten rid of some things and bought some new things. And I said, you know, I'm not giving the 20-somethings credit because they've really inspired me.
Yep.
In terms of, you know, what I'm putting on my feet, what I'm putting, you know, what I'm drinking. I was ordering, you know, if you're ordering a Cosmo, I said, that's so 1990, so
passe,
early 2000s.
So passe, as one would say.
So passe. I mean, you know, Sex and the City is in reruns now. It's not a new show anymore. We're kind of over those Cosmos. I need something new.
I think we need to sit down with Brianna because you're in your 20s, right?
Yes,
and
I am.
You can give us some tips.
Of course. I told her. We went out one night. She was trying to order a Cosmo. I was like, no, you need Kettle One or Tito's with fresh squeezed lemons.
That's the new drink?
That's my new drink. I don't know about everyone else.
That should be the new drink, though. I think it should be.
I like it. So, anyway, just plain vodka?
Yeah. The lemon really cuts the taste. It's awesome.
And probably isn't vodka one of the, I think I saw this on your blog, actually, is it one of the ones with less calories?
It is less calories. So if you're really trying to stay in shape or get in shape and you want to do something that's, you know, the best for you. And like I said in the blog, a friend of mine, her doctor had told her the same thing. If you're going to go out, and you're going to go out. It's the holidays. You want to go out and have a few, you know, cocktails with your friends. You get the Tito's with the lemon. You don't feel so bad. You're not beating yourself up the next morning.
You don't need the aspirin as much, is what you're saying.
No.
Well, I love this. So Patty J, stylistically speaking,
yes.
and it's raw. It's funny. It's great. And I think everyone should take a look at it. And I still think it's awesome that you are sponsoring a tree. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm happy to do it. I think it's a great cause.
And so you have been listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island, talking to two wonderful ladies, talking about Christmas, the Christmas fire, Brianna, Patty J. I know that we're going to have up on our website links to, one, your blog. Everyone, check out this darn blog. It's awesome. So, so good. And then I know that I'll be seeing Brianna down decorating trees down in the basin area. And we'll be coming back in a second. You are listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business.